Good morning, prayer warriors. Mark here. Hey, just it's a joyful morning to just be in prayer with God and making our needs known and our wants known sometimes. But let's just go ahead and open in prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we just praise your name. We give thanks for everything that you do for us. We ask that you bless us this day. Watch over our families, our children, our spouses, just wherever they may be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hey, this is going to be a great week, and once again, I'm kind of, you know, talking to men, you know, because men, we kind of shy away from, you know, prayer over the last couple of years, because we're working, we've got a little bit of anxiety, maybe a little bit of depression, and men, you know, that's kind of a challenge, because men, we traditionally are pretty cognitive, we think up here, it's all going to get better, but women, you know, they think from the heart, and so they're pretty engaged in this, and pretty self-aware, but sometimes men, we're really not all that self-aware, are we? Okay, I know you're in denial. Oh no, I'm good to go. So anyway, I got a couple of verses this morning, and these verses are on my heart, you know, just because it's all about prayer. It's about confessing to God, making our needs known to God, and sometimes we as men don't do that real well. So men, this is all about all of us in prayer, and women as well. Take it as you may. Women are just such great prayer warriors. Men, we got to work on that just a little bit. And the first verse that I want to share with you really is Paul in the New Testament, and it goes in Thessalonians. Paul is writing probably from Corinth. He spent about 18 months in Corinth on his second missionary journey out through that entire area. And so, probably in that 48 to 52 AD, he's writing back to his friends up there in Thessalonica. It's about 355 miles away. Yeah, you get there in about 4.5 hours in a car, but it's probably about, you know, 400 or 500, it's probably a month of walking. But anyway, Paul is writing to his friends up there in Thessalonica. And really, it's if you take a look at your Bible in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and he's very positive with these folks, and he just loves on them. And he says, "We urge you, brethren, recognize those who labor among you, who are over you in the Lord, you know, your pastors and the elders and those that admonish you. So, you know, keep them in prayer and recognize them and to esteem them highly in love for their work. And now we exhort, now we, who's he with? He's probably with Timothy, probably Silas. And so the three of them are there, and maybe Timothy is writing for him as his faithful scribe. But we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort those who are faint-hearted, uphold the weak. These are all feeling kind of things. Be patient with them all. See that no one renders evil for evil. Always pursue, you know, the good for both yourselves and for all. Rejoice always." And here it is. Three words in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Three words. Pray without ceasing. And that's really just continuous prayer. When we you know, at the time, you know, Paul and the guys were probably walking quite a ways, and they had the amazing time of prayer. When they'd stop in the evening, when they'd get up in the morning, pray without ceasing. Grow closer to God. Three very important words there in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And that means from sunup to sundown, last thing that we go to bed. And we pray with others. Pray with your wife. Pray with your spouse, your girlfriend, your friends, your family. When's the last time, men, you did that? And the other one I wanted to bring up, and that's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Paul is writing that to the folks in Thessalonica. The next one is Philippians 4:6, and he's exhorting his friends there, probably written a few years later, and it's really, you know, this great challenge, and And he's talking about, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren. He's probably in chains someplace. He's probably, you know, in jail. We're not quite sure where he wrote this from. Some say it was from Rome, but he's writing his friends back in that same area at Philippi. And he says, you know, I urge you, true companion, help these women who labored with us, and Clement and the rest of the fellow, you know, workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Wow. Again, I say rejoice, just so powerful, and let your gentleness be known to all men. And men is kind of that generic term of let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. God is here. God's coming back. And he says, be anxious for nothing. Again, we're here in 4:16 there in Philippians, or 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Otherwise, how does God know what we need? You know, what's on our hearts, guys? We need to know that. And the only way that, you know, if you need something from, you're lost in Home Depot, who do you ask? You ask somebody. You let your needs be known. If you're doing the drive-through at McDonald's, you don't just park there and hope somebody knows that you want a Big Mac. You let your needs be known. And so in this case, it's anxiety. It's depression. It's a job. It's what's weighing heavy on your heart. But guys, we don't talk about those things, do we? Because we're always okay. And I just want to say, hey, you know, just in anxiety, there's a lot of things that we really ought to take a look at. You know, and we're not the first ones, you know, to be anxious. You know, how often have you kind of had that stirring in your stomach and your gut that, hey, you know, this is going the wrong way, you know, at work? How about gossip from other guys? How about people are ostracizing you as you're a younger man, you're a teenager, you're in high school? How often does that happen? And then it gets to be that I'm not looking forward to going to work. I'm not looking forward to going home. I'm not looking forward to being others. And it's that anxiety that we have and we feel. We have to offer that up to God, or we offer it up to other men here at church, other men in your community, your best friend. Offer that anxiety. Hey, I'm feeling a little bit bad about this. How about depression? You know, depression is one of those things that we as men really don't recognize, but, you know, it's really just kind of one of those short-term bummers. You can have acute depression, short-term bummer, or long-term depression as chronic depression. And sometimes you have to, you know, talk to a doc about it or a counselor, or call us here at the church. Call me. At least we can be depressed together, but we can offer up those needs in prayer. And it's biblical. David was depressed. How about Elijah after, you know, he watched God, you know, take out those, all the bad guys, and then he went off and he was depressed, and God goes, dude, what are you doing? You're sitting under this tree. He says, I'm all by myself. Well, no, you're not. So really, anxiety and depression are those things that are heartfelt things that sometimes we as men kind of ignore. But during these tough times, we really need to kind of address some of those things. And in fact, we're addressing some of those things each Wednesday night in the month of February here at Lighthouse. We've got a big prayer get together. Hey, come on in, see me, see one of the pastors. But men, just remember those things. We have to pray without ceasing. Those three words. And with prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. Hey, guys, let's just keep praying. Let our requests be known to God. Pray without ceasing. And I just want to thank you all. Hopefully see you on a Wednesday night in the month of February at 7 o'clock. If you need anything in the interim, give us a call here at church. Just praying for each of you. Love you all. Thank you so much.